This is the second of our fabulously funky events. We did one last year in February as well, and it's to raise money for a project called Move Together, which is a dance project for women affected by cancer. And the project is based in Newquay, and it provides weekly creative dance sessions for women affected by cancer at whatever stage of their cancer journey. And the sessions are completely free and they're on all year round, with a few breaks for the school holidays. And we have been lucky enough to get National Lottery funding for the project to continue, but we also have to find match funding. So one of the ways we do this is by putting on really, really lovely events, where people can come along and have a really good time and also support the project.
And just the group itself, what actually happens at the sessions on Mondays?
What happens? Good question. So the sessions take place at the Heron Centre, in Newquay, and they have a lovely, lovely studio upstairs. And the sessions are 2 hours long, and we start very gently with a little check-in and some very gentle breathing exercises, a moving meditation. So we start really, really gently, and then do some nice gentle warm-up exercises, and then we will do all sorts of different things where we're being very, very creative with movement. So we might learn a dance and then create our own dances. We might do some movement improvisation where the women are invited to find their own movement in response to a particular idea or image. And we work with amazing music, and we often work with writing and drawing as well. And usually in a session, we will end up choreographing a really amazing dance piece. And then when that's all done, sometimes we have a little 3 minute dance party where it's just like the equivalent of dancing around your handbags for 3 minutes. And then we do a really lovely relaxation.
For them, what do they take away?
Lots of different things. It's a really, I think for many people that come, for many of the women that come, it's really stepping out of their comfort zone. It's doing something very new and different. But all have said that they're really glad they have. And for many, it's keeping physically active at a time when that's really important to them. It might be in the middle of cancer treatment, where physical activity can really, really help cope with the side effects. And often it's the social side of it and the mutual support that the women give each other. So in the sessions, everyone is a dancer, everyone is a creative person and a dancer. We don't talk about cancer necessarily in the sessions, but that understanding that everyone has been through something similar is incredibly valuable. And there's a shared knowledge, and everyone knows that however you feel, if you feel really rubbish, it's fine. And if you feel really great, it's also fine. But you've got women to lean on. And then after the sessions, the women often meet downstairs in the cafe for a coffee, and that's when they can really chat and share experiences. And I think also some of the feedback we've had has been amazing, and some unexpected things, like one of the women told us that she no longer needed her sleeping medication as a direct result of coming along to these sessions because it just helped her relax more. And I think there's been a lot of relaxation benefits as well, and joy, just finding some joy in being with others and dancing.
In terms of Friday night, then, what can we expect? And can people get dressed up?
Oh my goodness, yes. I think people are strongly encouraged to dress up. It's a disco, basically. It's a proper disco. We have several glitter balls, we'll have loads of sparkly lights, there'll be a lot of sequins worn, and a great selection of music, and just a really, really good dance. A great sociable night. It starts at 7, and the music will be playing, and the dance floor will be full, I would imagine, for all the whole of the evening. There's a bar, and there's an amazing raffle as well. We've had some really generous donations from local businesses and individuals. So really fantastic raffle. And just a really good night out. And yeah, we definitely encourage dressing up. But if anyone doesn't really have that sparkly item of their dreams, we have got a dressing up box. Tickets are £7, and you can book them online through the Dance Centred website, or you can pay on the door.